Namatong kumbo jisin jong peyang la jasa no gangi le du tingi di na ni ta nam da la sami jingi du ma ki je le je ni je
Today it seems that gathered in the
We don't know each other, just new people, so new faces, and it might take a little bit of time if we were to introduce, you know, each one of us individually. But in any case, I just wanted to wish you a tashi de lek to start with.
Ani angari chawazo loche tena rabo shibuchiru nge khan tenjiyo mendo khan shida. Ani khan tenjiyo nga tese kosa loya se lesu junse na teni. Te khan tenjiyo tsika chi laya yin. Ani di tenda la te chawazo nami tulu mawa nga wa tenjiyo nga yang yuksha tenjiyo nga kaya wamas.
So I don't know that I have anything, specific to say or, very special to say here. I just happen to be here now, so that's why I'm, going to say a few words, but if you don't really relate to what I'm saying, just forget about it anyway.
Yon rabu de, long rabu de, chuni telen reshe jagu deya nani ene kodan chu yu kali le lau ju yuwa maari tene sabu re ten ya tene mewe chini tangen ra kong tere maa lau yi na ta chi chitang, ta chi rabu de shindu chi giri chino zu lo mumbo pesha ta sangi chala ri tene kong dama ina lo mumbo dhruwa ja chada yi ri tene chi nyong le shi gini di sani ngan rabu chi toge ribi chi shek deyi na chi nyonglen shek pen toge yu mendo khaan shek deyi khaan tato ta ngan zu mi luten la neba yin di sani mi luten deyi ten roa yin li ta chepan paba chi nirwa jinjin yinpa di, di shi ju kachimu sherwa ri. Khari chana jasi chimu shiwa li, jibi tuandu toba chuba la asun. Mi lundi jibi lu tuandu toba chuba, tuandu chuba toba chuba la asi aji shi yu. Jibi tuandu toba chuba lu ten te, jibi tuandu ba di khari ri chana. Sai saya ju lonche dhruya khobi shacha tsama te tsam jile jibi shawa sikhi maari. Jibi shawa de kari guri sena nganzo ta charonzin chengiri. Sera thome ni tata lo thugu paadu khobar lugu ju la leda nyama ba wangi. Chombi ten ribon khobi dunghaan di ta tando thagu guri. Te tabi tabi nyoba dema te da jibu yusi. Ta sonlo tanga tenreji tenne nga zu jibu tuandu toba juwa lasi, jibu tuandu ya te sonlo tongu yoye. Tenri zani ti tuandu ta kandri sene. Nga zu rongji tsonga la devan diyo giri, dongha man diyo giri. Nga zu ti tuandu la mezo shibu yu, te mezo shiwa la nga zu tsen di du dole shiwa tsam zi mayi ba. Nga zi lo zi kasa, nga zi shiola ya suno tona, tsara tome ni nga zon kobe nesu. Lendo san zi mesha bachi mi lu lon ni. Sachi dewan trepa lon shiwa reta, kanda nga son son la suno, lu pa nima lon ni dunga. Nyong yore, kale jaw yore. Tata nga ju kaal di niriji de yuru mato uchi nga ju ta sanyi ra uchi, togon ra uchi chi lobu di shivu ina ta nga ju yonchan khobi dunga di mayo me ta nga ju kaake shaa tuan yuwa maari mecho chi tubi yuwa maari ten ju chani nga ju nga ma chero tome ban taba liu chukome long re ta maangpa ina nga ju niriji de yuru ina Dēmi nāji jīgī lēdī nyamu gōngi, ngā zōng kōwa jīgī jū chāsōng cōngā rī. Tenda yangchang COVID dunga mumye baje lenya yiji ta nga zi solo jia che cha rin cha tongni. Ta ding COVID dunga del taya ga. Sa sona tong gui yin bari. Ti tanda le me gui yin bari. Ta ti tanda tala sun jian beso che te wita na jibi tanda se de. Nroa ritong ne lu ting che ba jen de. Mi lu ting se ya de. Jibi tanda toba che wala ase. Shiba le song gui jun se. Ta ten rezi sona tong ju ka che wame lo song. Da mo an dan yon. Ke ji kunye chan tu.
I don't think I'm going to talk too much about, you know, what's in the those great philosophical texts, you know, because for one thing, this is extremely a deep, and so I don't think we want to go into that. Also, all of you have been, you know, studying for years. I've been in Dhamma for a number of years. I'm really practicing those teachings. So, as practitioners, might not be also, so useful for me just to add more kind of intellectual discussions to that and kind of disturb your practice with this. So, but in any case, just to say a few words, that as the now we have this this precious human birth, we have a human body. We are incarnated in a human body, have a precious human birth, and as the great master Shantideva said, then if we don't use this precious opportunity, there's this one line. So this precious opportunity of what does that mean? That is that once that we've been born as a human, then a precious opportunity to really make good use of this human birth. It doesn't mean to get, you know, it's not about food, you know, getting a really good food or really as much pleasure as we can or really enjoy our lives and so on. This is not really the point. This is not what Shantideva had in mind when he said to really make good use of this life, you know. It is about the fact that we're in a situation where we've been experiencing suffering in samsara from beginningless time. We've been enduring an incredible amount of suffering in samsara. And now that we have this rebirth in this life, we really have the opportunity to do something in order to free ourselves from this cycle of suffering in samsara. So we really have the capacity in this life, the possibility, the fact that we're reborn as a human now, we really have the possibility, the ability to free ourselves from this very long cycle of endless cycle of suffering. So this is what is meant when saying that we have this precious opportunity. And all of us then have, we want happiness and we don't want suffering. And we make, you know, everything we can in order to get that, to bring that about, you know, to avoid suffering and to experience pleasure and to have happiness. So, and this is what is explained in the teachings and like in the tantras, for example, how we've been, you know, really circling in samsara, had so many countless lifetimes, and throughout all those countless lifetimes, we've been experiencing. Sometimes we had good rebirth and experiencing some happiness, but it is also certain that we've taken birth in the three lower realms. In the hell, the preta realm, the animal realm, and really experience a great deal of suffering while in those realms, and so. But now we have a human birth. We really have this precious opportunity where we can really practice the Dharma authentically, where we can really work at liberating ourselves from this cycle of suffering, to put an end to this cycle of suffering. It is really possible in this life. That's what this precious opportunity means. But then if now we die unexpectedly, what happens? Then if we don't regain again the same similar opportunity of a human birth, which is not so likely, then there's nothing we can do. We'll just find ourselves suffering in some other realms, and we won't be able to do anything about it, just to continue to accumulate more seeds for further suffering. And, you know, also, we need to bear in mind that there's we've accumulated all the necessary causes for experiencing further suffering. You know, that's, you know, we have that. The causes are there. So if we don't do anything about it, then, you know, there's not the slightest doubt that we were going to continue experience suffering in the in samsara. So this is what Shantideva, you know, meant when he says that, you know, really make use of this precious opportunity. I think. Can you say?
Ah, yeah, that's ne. That's one of the things I catch with you, lah. And so, that's just ma. You may just one of the things catch with you, lah. Then just just ma, you about just one of the matter when and so. Tell them too much. Jebi nomba teni zondo komba ti porcinche la tanda chibal kor nier nier roje gese kazun teri se teri chibal nier chi jaw de indu ta azu lya karsana pangdu na padog go dyor padol lya re padol ta ta se to mera momo yo ta siba lej padu se at ta go dyor re tene padol an ji ta dong ha che me ba yo ba ta ba ji da chano to gong ge do ta kono yo che lo ga dyor teni padol jeni Tachiashima Yonja Kobinis Madro Roma Chivali Mado Chi Meshavan Rabuchukonsova Tendiji member in Azul Lutende, then the Tisan Sonotande Karezana Nazon Kobinis Chivashimba Lemba La Jutin Tomti Sode Judi Chin Sobi. Same day, that you go wrong, even you can the jig. Tell him go jig that jig you the car, so that Gagasin, then Gadaji, good thing as well. Chiva Chivan called Chiva Lambala, Gada Yama. That you say, tell them as a Chiva Shimat, Lu Leng H. Chaswell. Carrizana, Nazo Chiva Lenjig. Lui yang cakap ni balik ni juga jumpa ni tu, ledu nyamuk bani kopi ni siapa ni mati, nampi mal, samar, lui mal, lui ngaji yusab. Sangat jumpa mahu pada yang cakap ni balik ni siapa lah kopi ni so, tapi ni leh jodoh sen siapa tu, ngaji dance mari pada, tapi kau cakap jodoh tu, ngaji bang ngaji ni cakap dia jauh. That day then, Sambi, the judge of the Temu Tuson, Momboji, and the deed, Jay Tsuwa Tsuwa. Did Doje la Karigursena, Jutsuwa Tsuwa in that Doje, Nyamboji, you heard that? Tekazna, Dame Batoba. Dame to Shira, and the Jurichi with there. That's a don't consult to consult Zoom machine in Tazi, that consult Dame to the nigger. You're not going to show you. Then, Messenger and also zero tongue. Damn it, over long as you do, maybe. Then, may is that Jashima Luling and Jagger, you took what song. Then, Doge came over. Then, as I'm calling the Jalango. Then, Sajig gave Lila Tenny, told you that the meal you tend. Not Sajig Gian, Devon Sembly launches you at the digital series. McGill and Dutch, I don't demonstrate. Tetung itu konon itu cuci bilas sabat ya tu, nyawa itu tuh rosong. Tapi orang ni apa Hindustani? Tapi ngaji jual, ngaji tadi jual dance itu apa Hindustani? Susu sunu dance hakun doa, ngaji ni macam cila. Cuci cikir orang ngaji itu, sedang tu apa kasih cikir tu, dosa tu apa kasih cikir tu.
So I think that's one point which is important to think about. So this precious opportunity, this that we have this life. Another point that is quite important, I feel, is about whether there is or not past and future lives. Is there future lives or not? And this is a very important point because. Most of the way that we study the Dharma, we practice the Dharma, you know, is based on this. Comes down to this, to the fact that there is we are going to experience future lives, and so we are practicing with that in mind, with that in view, you know. So it is important to think about it clearly, and that is that this body. Then we have this situation as a human being. We have until we die, until the next life. Next life, we don't know what's going to happen. And in this life, the only thing that we know is that every instant we just get a little closer to our death. So, and then after death, then we go through the bardo, and then the bardo of becoming, and then take again birth in the three realms of. Of samsara, so that this is what we know, that and so therefore it is important to really realize how precious this opportunity of being a human right now is, and because we have we need also to bear in mind that so after you know after this life, so death and then the bout of becoming, and then we take birth again. And we have all the causes for a next life in samsara, you know. And when all the causes are there, are present, are gathered, then the seed cannot but grow, you know. So unless there is something that, you know, prevents it, that that kind of creates an obstacle or prevents it from ripening. So, but if we don't do anything about it, then there won't be any. If we just, you know, continue to live our life without doing anything about it, then there won't be anything that comes in the way of those causes, and they will definitely ripen into samsaric life in the future, and where we'll be experiencing a great deal of suffering. So the so what are the causes of the next life that we're talking about? The causes of next life are karma and negative emotions. It's not the body. The body is left behind. It's the karma and negative emotions. Now, this karma and negative emotions come because on the basis of the grasping at the self, the ignorant grasping at the self, this co-emergent innate kind of grasping at the identity of things, at the self, and and all the object, the phenomena, kind of provide the circumstances, the conditions for accumulating further karma and negative emotions on the basis of sort of this grasping, you know. So at the true identity of things, and so the so therefore it comes down to the grasping at the true identity, at the identity of things, thinking that things are truly existent. Now, the so therefore the what could come in the way of this accumulation of causes, the kind of antidote, the thing that can prevent those causes from really ripening, is the wisdom that realizes identitylessness. The wisdom that that realizes selflessness, Dharmatope Sherab, this is really very much the thing that can, you know, can counteract this process of accumulation of the causes of further existence in samsara. Because this process of existence in samsara comes relies on the is based on this grasping at the self. Now, if we realize selflessness, then there's this process is can be stopped, and so. But then, if so, for people who do realize, you know, the identitylessness of phenomena, the lack of inert existence of things, then they are able to go beyond samsara and won't have to experience this. But in our case, you know, if we don't realize that, then we have all the causes for the next life to come about, for the next samsaric life to come about. And so, if we accumulate kind of more positive kind of karma, then we can have a better rebirth, a good rebirth, with not too much suffering. But then if we accumulate a negativity, then we'll be reborn in the three lower realms, where the we experience a great deal of suffering. So this is something that we need to think about. And, you know, if we examine it, let's look at it, you know, and let's take in 1 hour. Just let's look at it in 1 hour. How many thoughts of desire do we have? How many thoughts of hatred do we have? How many thoughts about the identitylessness of phenomena do we have? So we can say, you know, quite safely that it is at least 90% of the time, you know, we have thoughts of, you know, that are related to negative emotions, you know. So with that, we are, you know, pretty sure to experience rather the low realms than anything else, you know. So the fact that there are or it is because there are future lives, because we're going to experience future lives in the future after this one, then we need to look deeply into this process of accumulating the causes for those future lives. There is this, you know, when all the causes are complete, are there, then they can only ripen, you know. And so, and therefore, in the future we'll be experiencing suffering unless we do something about it. And what is it that we can do? Well, that is to eliminate the suffering, we need to apply kind of an antidote. We need to really tackle that. And that is by practicing the Dharma. Practicing the Dharma, that is also, that is why we're studying for this, you know. So nowadays we may study, you know, to gain a vast knowledge, to become pandits and really learned, and that we may, and we may come to know an incredible amount of things about, you know, the way things are, about how, you know, about suffering, about happiness, about, you know, all sorts of things. We may really know a lot of things, But if we don't do this, if we don't study, if we don't learn all this with that, with what I just explained, with this kind of motivation, that is, you know, in order to eliminate or to counteract the causes of suffering, the way I just explained, then there's not much point in doing that. There's not much point in knowing all this, you know. So we need to. We need to really keep in mind, you know, this is with this kind of motivation that we should be studying, you know. And if we do that, then I'm convinced that, you know, you're going to reach liberation, then there is no doubt, you know, if you really study with this kind of motivation.
Soja maliba te tamji te dewan deba donga mendeba shada indu tsani ta te che do nganzo sono de tongo de nama sonji be te tiba chembe ko sa tiba chembe se ati sono ja che de toni ro maliba de tamji donga sar dewa dwa te nganzo tiba chembe ko chui Nyonsa lemba hong, chui shingi ri ti Ongen tre dewa ji tenzi ri Te dhokubi junsen ya kari se na Teng azu tsara tome de tata padu Chini nomba ji kongro na teni azu jiwa longa insa de Maa chiya ting azu min ruwa tu na Ngani jiwa asi Padu mali teni ngani jiwa tishada asi Teng za chitang sona tong de de Tā māl tsāshīn zhīngi tā jī nī jāgā tāng shāshū ndē tōng chē lā māl tsāshīn zhīngi rī tā yāng nōshū ndē pā māl shirā ngō mēshīb tēn rī kāshī yōng wē sā rī kāng tā tū ndō nā rāñi māi ngā tū āmī dā gu jā amal kange mumbu zu tre teni je ni zonde te kase me de se la no me na no se no ji 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 ro to de to cho ma mai ta yo ko si se ji to ma mai nu jo le ni je se ni de ta nga zo ta cho no cho me ha ko wa te je zo ni ni main chugu se ade ge rong lu ngo ya ta me so ngo me ti de de ji ka do jo ji je ma do de de ka ta la ma ti mo ji ka ti chong jo sa da ni xie gu de xie bi to ni ta sul tin je ba de la zong bu mi de la le zong bo ji ja de ta ge chi song yin de de ni ge song lo ta ni ta ye bi sa ji ma lu de sa ro to me ta da tu ba do ngan zu ma xie me len rong sang ji me sa ba xie ma de ma len ji xie ba ni xie bi ge ja ma Sanji riri chong ma len rong ma rong ma xie xie ba ten li jin du ta me yi po de ziwa te pe nan je ten de kong na tumbo ta du zik tong ta ten li ri te la ya ga de te yong rong po de ziwa xie da gu ja gu du ta ten li jin de zi chong chong jie ba di song rong kong ni Sera thomen dapa do nga zon reba yu dengi shata jen dwe, de thamche dunga zon reba shabi che do, ta chu thoba shegu nan dra, gom nyonglin shegu nan dra, kanda tenri zi son lo tang di. Dwa mali pe pende dro son lo tang, thoba yina. Ta dedun rebi, son lo dedun rebi lega teo te reba di wang isa, ji chu kisho jibo ma yinba, Nidhiyan khobi shaja dhubha layaan, pende lakho che dhotoya. Ta nipa yuji, tiba chenpo chuno shiye ginsa, tende ji kama tebe, ta medu meruwa cha uyebeles.
So there was another point to think about. And... But now, so this is our situation now. But we shouldn't think also only about ourselves. We need to also think about all sentient beings. And all sentient beings are just like us. They all want happiness and they don't want suffering. That is something is just not ourselves which are in this situation. And so we need to think also about all those other sentient beings. And this is the approach in Buddhism of the Mahayana. In the Mahayana, what we are following this path in order to remove all the suffering of all sentient beings and bring them all happiness. So this is the Mahayana approach. Yeah, and why that? Why is that? What's the reason for this? Well, this we need to think about clearly also. Since we've been circling in samsara, you know, we've been taking birth. And each time we've been taking birth, if we look, for example, at a situation as a human being, this is, you know, we're born from a womb. Now, when we're born from a womb, then we're born, that means we're born from a mother. There was a mother who was here in order to give us birth. And mother have been, you know, that is showing incredible kindness, the kind of the difficulty she went through during 9 months in order to and give us birth. And in the at least, you know, as Tibetan, we have incredible respect and love for our mothers, you know, for the kindness that that she showed us. I don't know what how it is in the West though, but in Tibet at least this is how we, you know, we relate to our mothers, you know. And so, you know, thinking of, you know, all the things that our parents, our mother, have done for us, you know, so giving us birth, and then, you know, when we're born, then feeding us, giving us clothes, and, you know, taking care of us. We can't even feed ourselves, you know, on our own. So we, unless, you know, she was here to feed us, unless, you know, she was here to really give us clothes and so on, really help us with everything, then, you know, we won't be here today. So this is just incredible kindness that she showed, you know, in helping us in this way. So this is something that we need to think about, to really, you know, to really bring to mind. And so that's one point. The other thing now we need to think about is that this didn't happen just one time. We've been circling in samsara from beginningless time. Means innumerable number of time. That means that, you know, about all sentient beings have, at a time or another, and most probably several times, showed us this kind of kindness, taking care of us like a mother. They've all done that at a point or another. And so this is, you know, something that and that we can see even, you know, from like wild beasts or also like tigers, and the way that tigress would take care of her cubs, you know. They show this kindness, this love, this. So this is something that throughout samsara have been, you know, have been happening from beginningless time. So this is with this in mind that we should be, you know, practicing. That, you know, we need to really think about that, reflect about that, and actualize that. But then realizing how actually the all sentient beings have at a time or another be our father or mother. There's no, you know, there's no other way. It is, and that having, when they've been our parents, they showed us incredible kindness. They've really taken care of us in the best possible way, making all kinds of efforts and sacrifice in order to help us, to support us, you know. So with that in mind, this is, you know, we need to then act in accordance with that, you know, having, you know, brought that to mind, being aware of this, then we need to act upon that, you know. And so this is with this kind of motivation, with this kind of in connection to this, that we approach the teachings from the Mahayana perspective, with this vast attitude of bodhicitta, wanting to really bring happiness, benefit to all sentient beings. And that if we don't do that, is it wouldn't be appropriate to actually not follow this kind of approach. It's very much this is very much the way that we should approach the teaching.
Well, Shedra is okay, cousin Bodani, Sajarmajan, Jaison, Sajarmangazon, Haman and Moshe, Revayur, Arulokaji Thomas, Talon Jason, and the Council. Consider don that you don't carny your son, then the song. There's a judge of the shedded dead in Sunny. That shedded teller your son on the new. She don't read, that's on the Lojon Shell teller, shedded set, Lojon Shell teller. Jean Connor Lojon Sheny. Tanashi Lord Shani. That long on the chat of that she's the wrong, eh? She goes. Cousin Jig, she may she, Yenji, college, she goes, Tonga said, you need to say, you got that to something. Now this on the Shadon, Miss Sandy. Catch it, Pacalo, there was a suit long to Carlo, Tony Shirakaleka. There's a pass yet, she do, she's a number, the Lord, the chats of a dead on the that logic, Richie. Yuri. That did it. Chitondo, indeed. Over in each as one, noddy. Then be don't you know the long to be done it toes. Then this about massive, a dress about corner center. Then be number Sunday John Dandy, so be Tommy Children, long to talk about two niche. Then the massive about the dress about corner center. Massive about the shiver. She ever let that tender gun the journal move to us, two than the low and chart. They majibit any tap hash yach. They long time at Zavala, Pendu Chebo Jewel. Read the twenty knees on one end of the cargo center, Tarikon Chilling Mazo. Covin Duman del Tagu is a Tayak Tang Momate. Drubashiba Conan was in the lineage of Soma Novin, the Nonisiate. There's a time Nonisia the Condom, Red that money drop it wrong with Juji. Thank God, Mummy, but don't have Mummy drinking it, Sudisena. Ron Juji Yam about Terry Madujana, Silver drinking Suyama. Then the answer, Dun Doya Singdoa, Dow Dow Search. Paka Lanji Casa Doga Javis and the Sojavan and the Dowit and never saying. That's son of Mumu Tonde, Dawa Mujawir. Jassi Doba Jasa Muna, the choir is not the wrong schedule. So you do there, Pacha Hakoyoma, Shiratak Jogur. That the Lojon Jagi Naya takes you good. One knowledge and I don't judge. That did the Doba Jama, not the Doba Tomarida. Son Yazu says they're going to our toes, Roger Tel Jagna. Custom Jasa would make our Tatse Chugu. There's a Calico Church, there's a Nazi Solomon, the Sojo Cheng in the young, that number near. Sojo Shigi Shigila, wrong with Sans to Solomon. See Sholoka Chick than the machine at this San Jenny, Solomon, wrong San Juaton to with that. That car she didn't budget in Shell Tonton, so San Juacagaton to wrong dancing under the judge Jatama. Some touches de Jenny. Kaka Kase Shay no Coton Shay. That the little soldier said, nobody charming.
So, here I've been told that you're in Shedra, so the in Rigpa from a student of Sugyo Rinpoche. I've known Sugyo Rinpoche for a number of years and I met him, I didn't meet him last year, I met him this year, and when he came and he said that he had a Shedra happening, he asked me if I could say a few words, so since you're the Shedda student, so I'm talking to you. Well, in terms of Shedda, so there are two approaches, you know. There's, you know, one that is knowledge, that, you know, you acquire knowledge and then and you start to know things and you consider that you know things. And you can even say, well, you know, I know things, and you have this kind of confidence, this kind of knowledge. But to know things and enough to be able to, you know, share that with others, talk to others, is not too difficult. Now, to have the kind of knowledge that, you know, you really apply to yourself, that is more difficult. So, this is what the great Master Vasubandhu said, that there was, you know, in the teachings of the Buddha, there was the teachings of scriptures and the teachings of realization, and that the teaching of realization needs to be realized or put into practice, you know. So that is saying that, you know, we need to study the teachings, come to know the teachings, the scriptural kind of aspect of the teachings, but also it is important that we put those teachings into practice. We actually practice, we actually realize those teachings, because this is the only way out of, you know, samsara. It is only if we come to actualize those teachings that we can put an end to the suffering of samsara that we just mentioned. So it is important to do this, to acknowledge it. So of course, both the study and the practice, we do that based on the opportunity that we have now, and being you know, human beings, so that gives us the opportunity to really study and practice the teachings. And also, we need to recognize that the cause of all the sufferings that we are experiencing are nowhere else that in the negative emotions in our own minds. This is, you know, they found the cause of all the sufferings we're experiencing are not found outside, but, you know, very much the negative emotions in our own mind. So, and this is a very important point, you know, because especially when people, you know, do a Dokpa practice, you know, to revert negativity, to avert negativity and so on. You know, they do a lot of Dokpa practices, clapping the hands and repelling obstacles and things like that. But the way that the great bodhisattvas actually do Dokpa is, you know, turning inward and towards their mind, you know, looking at their mind and averting the negativity inside. They're not so much, you know, looking at outside. So when we study also, then... Well, that is why also we study, to come to understand, you know, those important points, those key points of the teachings. Because then if we don't know that and we just, you know, do all those practices, do all those dokpa, just spend our times, you know, adverting negativity outside and things like that, when in actual fact they come from inside anyway, well, that doesn't accomplish anything. That doesn't do anything, really. So that is why, you know, we come to study, to really come to develop this understanding in the teaching. So again, there's two approaches, you know, to the study. There's one which is to really acquire knowledge, and whenever we don't know something, or we see you know, like a line, even just a line, and we just memorize that, and then really try to apply that, you know, look at it and contemplate it and try to apply that. This for sure will transform us, will do something to us. But there's also an approach where we just, you know, learn as many things as possible and not really try to apply it to ourselves, and that and without them we won't really change, and that won't bring so much benefit.
Aya, that is not so under when you also learn quote, just you know, just change your mind, that's how you say it. If you are listening, you know, Manuel Nakasa, Meg Jung, Lava Tondi, Nelly Trotto Maris, a pink, then you are. Carisada Manzum, Covid Dumand, the Troyes, if it tatty, Tweba, Sonia, she is coming, I are telling you about what's good. Gom nyonglei shibu kai kongsai inayu, teli nyambo nukuzi mazing zinje la. Ta nganzu dake pungi pe shiba nuanji jige. Pe shiba kashi teji pe shiba loo dengi rikte la. Ta mei zhongu rwa. Mei ki zhong ni, mei ki zhong lu, ne karu ki nyambo, mei karu ki yome, rabu tu cha zhong haa kogu re. chasong ha kogere de roni tin ned navi na med sagiyoma satoguyoma de mazube na ta men pesa mambo chile pe loji chasong shi na yo ta me yo gyoba ta de pachi majo pe de nonji ta thoba khashe loba ase ta dai chongji ma do rong nyone ja ma so so na ta deso dire de ji anzu chono de kyejang ni tsubu segne pesa ta dengye sojon chengye kawai na yo tenri chengye deshi ji yor rong jo ji ta ndoyan da ta ngaju kargo isna ta da la ba no ji rong jo ji nyam ba te nyam ba doko chi nyam ba ton ne ndo cha she don tem gu ne tel tro do gu re te tro ya te nyam ba rong jo te ne me sa to yo ma kan sa yo ma ka se na da me che me mo mo yo yi na me Commando Jardin, don't Jardin. Pesha Mombo see the well called Nail Trotto a Yaman. Pet ten, no, just shave in the Sunday. God give a moment of a teller. Nail Nagin and Ned in Yambo made the Hako. Alconi made Sagu, Sagina Nail Trouble Revive. Pet ten, no, just number John Dendigi. Then no remote don't do the number jealous of Andona, Kankas in Nayon. Conda, Kobe Johnny, Ted Trash, which hid the songs of Shada in the journey, there. Kachi jute nyonle jan, rong sanjuk nyam sanjute ta protoku. Tata daba nanji, nandu kodunga mumbeba jinji, daba tso rong shiila teni, ten nomindri yubi shatachiri. Ten tisane, ndocha jil tamu songi kundi sombi, ten nomindri yubi te, ta mikiya dunga asi. Dunga jume tse meba jinji yinji tisane, ten nyabo dunga ji. Chao zo ne pesa tangi na yo son lo ton thum na ta rong ju la tendu chem yu no ka re de no ji ji ge ti la le ta bi ta bi ti jun ni ji ti kon ne bi na yo de zo me lo ga zhen le che de da re ga yu de tu se de ne che ba to yo ji duan nyom le cheng yi na ta ko ba zhe don dan ko ba lo do gu re Kobalo Madoda, Kobalo Dose at the Cheba Yuri. Kobe Dungalang as a Toma Nevan as a Chunjuk on the Dungandu is so made a low Dodover. Then Kobalo Doton Dabatum, Kobe Dichi Pusun Soba. Tom Jenda, Joe Lonsu, Tokosa, and Jitting Casandi, Chu Jigan of the Dujan Nova Jibot. That tell it, Lord Dod. Jitting Kobe Pencil tell a Yimacha. Sono Tony, Chu Nosso, then Google Matovacilla. Then this on the messenger, that's Flagom, Cherry Gom, Zorin Gom, Shaja Chimo Gong, Zoba Chimo Gong, that Tonchi, Cog for those of a chassis in Droid Matochi, Yang in the Combo Toad, Jun Mendo in the Sunny, Somi Sono Tonto Dabte, Chu Khan Nosso Languina, Nja. Chiba shegu na nja, kono tendigi teni, rongu sona tondo mendabi chiba teni, ta lojong chegi na chiba yindu kabre la, nyamle shib ka nenda chiba yindu kabre. Tendigi kono tondo majung shinje la, ta chi nganzo gaza andi. Lojong chie shie shie maangpa chi lakchi zikwa tsuba chido, te mi zomil nda chi chabra shie andabu chi, keba re shie andabu chi. Tendigi chakwa yunga chi. Chi guamnyam le chi ne wa ta ka lama chi mo zhe se wa zha, ko tu ta ten yu se wa zha, chi doli chab zhi jia se wa zha wa ta, chi nang ka pol se wa ta, shi ra kwa ya ya ma nyu nyu le. Ten di shi ya yor wa, te tam chi dhuja ma, te ma zhu te chi ma yin na chi, gamba chun chu chi lama zha cha, chi, luma chun chu chi chi ka cha, ta mi shi na pwa di yi son zha, ne ba yin na ne, shab zhi dung yi son zha, cha son, ta kono te ma zha me shi zhe la ta, su ta shi ra ke yu ma re. Then the son of the Nazo Missy Tondo, you mother Yoman. Missy Tondo Della that to suit Chusu Matomot, Tomba Say Mazochin, Trevachin and Jack, Nolan Shagin and Jack. Never resident, Tagala, Nazo said Tondo Rode Inza, or Tanazo, then Chiba Metaba Goody, Ted Ting kids up. Then Paru Delta to suit Zombo Million Moja Tobande, then Tola Masochi, son of Ted Tonjite. Tuba chingi, sojong chingi naya, sono kachi muji chagui sari. Oru dhuba nyonle chingi naya, kachi muji chagui ndu kabri.
So you've studied the Bodhichaya Avatara, so Shantideva, so you know what he said, the example that he gave of the medicine, and that, you know, of that is, if you don't practice, it's like if you keep the medicine in your hand and you're not really taking it, you know. So the Dharma, the practice, is the antidote to the suffering of samsara. This is very much the thing that can liberate us, that can help us to be free from the suffering of samsara. That is the Dharma practice. But if we don't really take it, if we don't really practice, then it's like having the medicine. In the case, like, for example, if you know, if you really study all the teachings, you become really well versed in the pictures, in the text, in the study, but you don't really apply it to yourself. It is the same as having the medicine. You get all the medicine you need. You know everything about all the medicine, but you never take them. So, you know, that will never cure you. Just knowing about all the medicine doesn't really help. So it is the same also. There are people like that who, you know everything about all the text, are extremely learned, know everything, but they don't apply them to themselves. People who kind of really are under the influence of their negative emotions, under the influence of desire or aversion, and really follow those negative emotions. So even though they may, you know those teachings, they can't really apply them to themselves, because they really follow after those. They are under the influence of the negative emotions, and so it is important to have that in mind, to be clear about this. You know that it is as in the example, you know, if you just have the medicine in your hand but don't actually ingest it, then that won't cure you. So if you know all the teachings but you don't really apply them to yourself, then that won't really help. That won't bring any that won't bring much benefit anyway. So it is so we really need to apply that to our own mind, you know, to our own a mental continuum. Then we need to really train ourselves, train our minds in those teachings, apply those teachings to ourselves. And so this is with the kind of motivation that we need to approach this teaching. Whenever we study, whenever we we practice, is to very much try to apply it to our minds, to really train our minds. And in this way, that will become an actual antidote to suffering. And but then even if you know all the pitchas, all the teachings, but you don't apply it to yourself, then it would be quite difficult to eliminate the suffering. So whether you know the teachings or whether you don't know you don't know so much, you're not so well versed in the pitchas, and you're just practicing. If you don't try to apply to really train your mind, transform your mind through the practice, through the teachings, then there won't be much benefit. It is only if you really apply it to your mind that there would be that can act as an antidote to suffering, that would be able to revert this cycle of suffering of samsara, to eliminate all the suffering of samsara. Only if we apply it to our mind, and that is when we approach the Dharma in general, and practice and study in particular, it is if we do that, you know, following because we want to be happy, or we want to avoid some kind of suffering, or because we think that it is going to bring us a kind of a better situation, or to avoid some kind of lower difficult situation that would bring us maybe a more comfortable financial situation. We will get, you know, more things out of this. Avoid like the opposite. Or that bring us, you know, praise. People will think, oh, what a great person, and so on. Or out of fear for criticism. Then, if we approach study and practice with these 8 worldly concerns, then this is not going to work. You know, now we have, you know, we have this human body, and then we practice the Dharma, but we practice under the influence of those 8 worldly concerns. So even though we may practice caring, we may practice Dzogrim, we may practice even Dzogchen, you know, but if we do this with this kind of motivated by those kind of worldly concerns, then that won't be more than a cause for samsara. those practices that we do with this kind of motivation won't lead us to nirvana, to won't help us to be free from suffering. It will just be just another cause for suffering and samsara. So it is very important that we apply to our own mind the teachings. And so whether we are really well versed in study, we really study a lot or not, it is important that we need to do that. We need to really apply that to our mind, and that it is not about the study is not about becoming well known. That we learn it and everybody appreciate us because we learn it and so on, and we become even some people like world famous on account of the knowledge that we've acquired. Or because of our level of practice, some people really think that they want to become great practitioners, and we hear about how great this practitioner is, and he's an incredible practitioner and things like that. But you don't see many people who can really actually fly in the sky anyway. So, you go and do some practices, so you can do some poa practice for some people, you can do some practices, people ask you to do some practices, for them to help them out with the kind of a particular situation they're in, those shabden. But then that doesn't also bring, so much. I mean, there's so much that benefit that this brings, It's not... So we need to really... keep in mind our situation, that is, we have this human life, but, it is impermanent. And every instant we just get a little closer to death. It's just this impermanence, it just continues. So it is important that we make a very good use of this precious human birth. Make very good use of this precious human birth is for one thing, to avoid, wasting time. Just to make sure that we don't waste any time. There's no time that's kind of empty and wasted, And to really devote all the time we can to the study and the practice of the Dhamma.
kasandi kolo pabi gongre chi tan kolo tabi gongre chala tada jula mas kolo tambo don kolo paban kolo tamasong no jin kolo tami gongre cha de ta ti jula mi tan la la ho pe de ke ba te tam ji nyo da te si yo re ka re sana ka chi a ji de shi ni bo te tu tong da yin se tan de de mambo ji re Tadde tongue turned over the tandandi, tonto singing out on Tasabo, she said to Charon to go to Yuji. Shall I catch him for it? Not the number Sonji is a killing, number Sonji returned the carriage of Carjago Senna. Chandro Ronjula, you heard me, Javi, Kazana, Attitude of Chim Julia, Shiva Nova Chandru Chage, Shiro Majiba Nova Nicheva Kazja, Chandru Cheva Yusim. Chandru Cheba de Lela, okay, Yomar. Chazun Robe Chebala, Chandru Yur. She good, you did, not the Chazun Yote. That Tomoti won the Jijab Senna. Sonji Chu Gendu in the Tabandava no job, Sonji Chu Gendu Son Jagu. Ten on this, that Toma Lela and the Sonatona. Sonji Kanju. Sonji conjugate and singing machina. Chandu son of Juma, my wrong change, Sharakale Kabul. Tenza Kazandi, Julaman, Toma, Kasiusana, Sonji conjugate, Kaza, Dumasilas of a Yenti jet dembas, Dumazi Chepa, Dumasilas, Yenti jet dem Taduk Chan is Sonji conjugate, Jan, son, that is Tonji Julaman, so Junsani. Sono titan, ne chambu, sabja, jula ma yse na maribke mere. Then son son jote, da jula mi jujan jote, de. Recom divasi nimbo. Pin number, kasa, tenzi number sondo, pin number godon, nonja number jugoni. Sanji tonji deji nimbo jude kontaji, she yuri. Da tela. Tony, just a matter of use, that's all under the Nedan, son of the dead, turn even color, tummy turn, did it? Zobison is John Dijon. Do you own by your own of Shell Song Jow in the sunny? Did turn negroes, shall not catch him with chowder. Then the Julami turned Susie Tosan, Kashik Sever, Don't Han Sonjo with engines. Then son of Doji Table on Juba Lotin, Sonjo Chelela with chowder. अत तेंदे इंद्रसिंह का काचे मुझे चलो तो जब्त जब तागूंगे ता तेजस्वम जी जी तादा लव ना जी के जी चिकन शिवा जी पेंटो पेंटो सेवरो ता शिव शिव ले यो मारे कहाँ से ना जैसे आनो तो जुले योपी कम देवाची भी निम्बे यंते देनी उन तो माजू बात तू देसी तो आज मेसो चिकू तेजा Jetta tell a man, whom you chava gentle, draw a mighty but Tom Jula. Come there, I see when you with chava this, twice on the John Day Legion. Don't hang you got the song, he saw. That indigent look as well. San Jiju begin, a change of stand of seminar of that, the Jula man of Zimbabwe, and sick on the younger. Big on the younger. ये शिव गोनी आज देखी नहीं बच्चों दें कौन सा जंसे लेते दें आज यहाँ तब लोग बच्चों अच्छे ना रंग रिकॉम देवाचिम नहीं बो रानी संजय कॉम्पोंग ने शिया के तब निवेचा सों दें आज योदी मर तेरे तादान आज लोबन चुबे निकुबे मलम ताबुजी से जो चौसर मातुबुजी तहाँ जिन्� Julama, Dakolo Taman, don't say any tiba. Eight corner, that's not dodgy tiba you. Songa dodgy tiba talayon. Then had you tanished to that, and Chiba Mahayo, Zoba, and you, Zoba, at your number sooner so Shiraga, Sabbath Jacho, Mojur. They tangier, Rembejendo, Lodger Chetuna, Leshu Jire, and then that's a lot of Lodger Chiang that was so colored tombu. And that gone to the Number Zeta, the Nazi Jagger, the K kenju la so lojong se jima te jasin chema chema jenju te tiba chem jenju do ma de ma jian la so lojong no sa yin sa de te za te tong ji tiba chem bu jong sha da ji de ta tiba chem bu jong so jong xi ba nong ji ji ge kon som ji rang ju le sen ju le su ja to bei na ta pen ju chem bu yo yo ye sen ni ju la zo de te ju wa jaba la le la wo ju ke yo ma Junju Losa in the Junju Sons and Pan at the end, they cast him a child of the Shigero. They said it. That's a rich in the Chutsai. Sonsak Domba, Sonsandam, Sonsandam Lego. Sonsu Sambi Domba Loni, they Sonsu Sambi Domba subject the Tangita, Cargo Center, Manuva Sonsi Sarakachimui. Penna. Sozo tabi domba, mage, tibai chungi sekujata, dombo sota goshuwa ina, genying domba ni zonde, nyenying domba tong, ne gesurgu domba, gelong domba, rama domba long, lomba te long ni, domba te mangabachi, manyomachi, teni labja la te, songa doji tibu long juwa sewa la, yon le labo keye ma, toma, songa jude jira sewa, rong so wong togu, rong matub na jude nyen chogu ma, nyen rong ma, pey togu ma, Shengen shie rong marala, nyengen ga nyen me rong. Wong to gu re. Te jude rong rong sozo wong to gu ne. Te yulu tan ju gu re. Doa tan, sota tan, ha nipo te, toma donba long ne. Si, lozo shie gu rong marala, lo ma chua re. Teba chima shonsan ka son lo to na, ta ta jen ju de son na ji na re. De tan je, tombo lojong shie. Lojong shie ne ta, jen donba son len chua gu re. De shira gu yomo re debo re. Ada tenaga cipta juga tu, soalnya tuan nak aje mau merosot samsung, hanya mampu juga me, tapi tu juga masih dua sahaja. Yang ni apa macam tu cerai jalan ya lah.
So the the teachings of the Mahayana teachings in Buddhism, you know, are extremely profound, and so we need to really train our mind into those teaching. That is by first studying those teachings. You know, it is important to really develop an understanding of those teachings first. You know. And by studying them, and so, in terms of the Mahayana teaching, so, to start with, in terms of the Hinayana teachings or the fundamental vehicle, then there's the teachings from the Abhidhamma Kosha, for example, that, and so you've been exposed to that when I've heard you've studied the Mipham Rinpoche's Kenjo, and so if you by means of by studying this, that you might have developed a kind of an understanding of this. A good understanding of the Abhidhamma Kosha. However, there's not everything in there. Not everything is in there. So it is. Important to know this, and that also in terms of the Mahayana. So in terms of the Mahayana, there's the kind of the more vast presentation is the presentation of the Prajnaparamita, the Prajnaparamita text that we found, for example, in the Abhisamayalankara, and so that presents the more from the aspect, the perspective of practice, and so that presents the hidden meaning of the of the definitive meaning, or the and by means of the reasoning that really goes down to the again to the to reality, to the way things are. And so it is showing how this is the hidden aspect of the Prajnaparamita, of of how phenomena are devoid of any inert existence. But the Abhisamalakara present more the hidden meaning of this. So that is the Prajnaparamita teachings that present more into the vast aspect of the Mahayana teachings. And you have, in terms of those Mahayana teachings, also presentation of the fine turning of the wheel of Dharma by with the teachings on the of the Gulama, the Uttara Tantra Shastra. So, which I heard that you've been studying, and so if you are able to develop a little bit of understanding of the. Now you're studying this this text by Mipa Rinpoche right now, the Lion's Roar. So if you can develop kind of understand a little bit, you know, what's in there in this text, then you'll also be able to understand a little bit what the Gulama is teaching. So but basically, the Gulama also brings up a lot of kind of a. Brought up a lot of controversy, you know, especially in Tibet. There was particularly people saying that the Tathagata Garbha is teaching in Tathagata Garbha is teaching of the provisional meaning, you know. Tathagata Garbha is just provisional meaning, it's not the definitive meaning. But that you can Mipa Rinpoche answers that very clearly in the Lion's Roar, and so you can understand that why it is not just a provisional meaning. And in terms of you know, when we're Buddhist, so we study those, you know, there's those different teachings of the Hinayana, teachings of the Mahayana, and but then when we're Buddhist, you know, the one very important point is to really hold in our mind the refuge, to really genuinely take refuge. And because, as it is said, you know, the difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist is that Buddhists take refuge. And so it is the refuge that is the difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist. So it is important for us to really hold genuinely the refuge in mind, to really genuinely take refuge. And this is not something easy. For one thing, you know, the object in which we're taking refuge are the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And if we just, you know, make it easy, just take refuge just in the Buddha, you know, the first one, the Buddha, the jewel of the Buddha. Well, unless you know what the Buddha is, then it is incredibly difficult to take refuge in it. In what are you taking refuge? So it is important to know what the refuge is. And so the this text, the Uttara Tantra Shastra, so presents, you know, what the Buddha is with the eight qualities of the Buddha, those eight uncompounded qualities of the Buddha, and so on. And in the same way with the explaining what the Sugata Garbha is, the Tathagata Garbha, by means of the three reasons, the nine examples, the ten presentations, then it shows this and shows how those teachings, those Dharma teachings, are the definitive meaning and not provisional meaning. It is very much the a definitive meaning of the of what the Buddha is, you know, really ultimately what the Buddha is. So in this text, the Uttara Tantra Shastra, this is presented clearly. And also we need to know that this text, as I'm sure you've heard before, but the Uttara Tantra Shastra is a bridge between sutra and tantras. That means that if you understand the somewhat understand the Uttara Tantra Shastra, then it becomes much easier to approach the tantra teachings. And so that's why those first this text, and particularly so there's a first three chapters that present so the precious Dharma, the three jewels basically, and in which we're taking refuge are extremely important. And until so we are taking refuge until we reach complete enlightenment, you know, until that is the extent of our refuge. And that is, we're taking refuge, so in this Sugata-gaba, in this nature, in the Buddha. And that, so we need to be clear about what the Buddha is. And this teaching of the Uttaratantra Sastra shows how this Buddha nature is actually present within ourselves. And it is because this nature, this Buddha nature, is present within ourselves that we can reach enlightenment, that there is a point in following the path, that there is a point of following the Mahayana teachings. It is because of the presence of the Sugata-gaba within ourselves. It is basically the actual, you know, reason for us to do that, the actual cause. Without that, there wouldn't be any reason. Because we have the Sugata-gaba, because we have the Tathagata-gaba, because we have this Buddha nature, we very much have the capacity. We already have all the abilities of a Buddha. It is in ourselves. And so, of course, it is not in the way it appears, but it is very much in our nature, in the nature, in the way we are, you know. All those qualities, the Buddha qualities, this incredible capacity of the Buddha is already present, complete within ourselves. And so that is why we're practicing. This is the reason we do those practices. And particularly, so the tantras, because we have this nature also already present fully, then that shows how also it is possible to do those tantra practices, why those tantra practices are meaningful, and particularly those three inner tantras, the Maya Yoga, Anu Yoga, and Ati Yoga. This is, I think, if you can very much study those, I think it would be very good, you know, so that first you study teachings of the first turning of the wheel of the Dhammas, you know, the three turnings, first turning, intermediate turning, and final turning. And so in the first turning, then you study texts such as the Abhidhamma Kosha and the Kenjuk. And then, of course, if you with the Kenjuk, then you want to have, there's still more to the Abhidhamma Kosha. It's not presented in the Kenjuk, but that gives you already quite a good idea of those teachings. And then in terms of the Mahayana teachings, then you've studied so the Bodhicitta Avatara and the Uttaratantra Shastra. So then, but then what is important is, as we study all those, whether the sutras, the Hinayana, the Mahayana teachings, it is important that we really apply to our mind, you know, the way they're taught, you know, correctly. That means, you know, in accordance with those teachings, that we really apply those teachings to our mind as they are taught, you know. So this is my main point, you know, what I try to say here. And also, I know this is not easy, but this is what we have to do, you know. So now you have some knowledge, you have gained some knowledge through your study, you know. So now it is important that you also apply it. Make sure that you apply whatever you've learned, and all the further knowledge that you're going to acquire, also make sure that you apply that to yourself, to your mind. And so starting with the vows, you know, that is that when we follow the path, then that relies on the vows that we're taking, vows of individual liberation, bodhisattva vows, and tantric samayas. And so it is, we need to, you know, in terms of the vows of individual liberation, so the you know, different types. But then the moment we've taken those vows, for example, the vow of fully ordained monks or nuns or novice or lay practitioner, but the moment we've taken the vows, then, you know, it is important that we apply them and we really, you know, try to follow those vows the best we can. And which is, it is the same also from the for the bodhisattva vows, you know, that we need to learn and study about them, and then, you know, really try to follow those indication of those vows as best as we can. And likewise with the Vajrayana, but the Vajrayana is not easy, because in order to be able to receive any Vajrayana teachings, in order to be able to do any kind of Vajrayana practice, you need to have received empowerments. And the moment you receive empowerment, you get the Samaya, which is a little bit different than the, for example, if you look at the approach in the Bodhisattva vehicle, then first, you know, you study about those teachings, the Mahayana teachings. You study about the vows. Once you've understood the vows, then you decide, you may decide to take the vows. Whereas in the Mahayana, then in the Vajrayana, it's slightly different. You receive the empowerment, you get the vows, and now you learn about them. So, isn't that, you know, maybe the easiest approach? But this is nonetheless, you know, this is the approach that we need to try our best to follow. And so, I'm just here. I think I will stop, because otherwise, just talking too much, and I think we won't kind of will go over time. So.
Yeah, that's the German.
Kanrenpoche was asking if we want to leave it here, or if we had maybe a couple of questions. Well, want for a couple of minutes? If you have any, it's a good question, man. Me too.
So, my question for looking forward is about the Chitta Mantran point of view. And as you know, in the knowledge of that, I find that view flawless, basically.
Uh-huh.
And especially in light of the fact that we're studying Uttara Tantra Shastra, written by sort of the founder, transmitted by the founder of the Chitta Mantran school. I'm wondering why it's viewed as flawed, and in particular, the qualities, I think the qualities of the Buddha are postulated as somehow pre-existent by the non-Chitta Mantran schools. That's the criticism, I think, but I'm not sure. Well, yeah. Is it flawless, I guess is my question.
Is Chitta Mantra flawless?
As I believe.
Uh-huh. Tachi tanko toto na ko senzan bar do ko de te senzan bar da te yang da ba tong yes ne ma so yan yan de te senzan bar te yang da bar min dus e tan dang so yan jula ma jong de ka so yan te ye jun la ma yin la ya te ne chi ka ya jamba gum bo yan ge sung de senzan bar gi chi tan yin yan de sung yan de ya ma dup da ge sung yan de ya ane di jamba gum bo de Yanres, ani juna magina la chigi sangi ki yun ten teni, teni dube yores, tenda yin teni, chik ta dodo lan sen zamba ge tik ta wa de yanda re mares, teni yanda mai na teni yan chigi, jun sen chires teni juna magi yan tanda ge chigi, ta wa teni, chik kepa jamu teni, kande res ta sangi ki yun teni tande teni, chik yu ka don kila na.
Tachiran chakwari. Dawa chakwa taan, zame chanchak kama nipo, lo dun pa chupa jab sekwari, jagar. Lo dun.
This is a very subtle point. Just to illustrate that, remember that Chandrakirti and Chandragomin spent in India 7 years to debate about those points.
Tekatwala Dawata Lutub Tawan Zugur. Chido Tomanis. Sandra Rumbi Sanson Tawan Zuguru. Then the Java Tsuba Jasa Waranas and Nalinja to anybody. They me some Java memos of that.
Well, and just to you know, explain a little bit what was happening there. That you had on the one side, you had Chandrakirti of Nagarjuna, so of the Majjhimika approach, and on the other corner, you had Chandragumi, so proponent of the Chitamatra system. Now, and so the debate was taking place in Varanasi, in Nalanda, and the Chandragumi was following this system of the Chitamatra that people generally agreed, you know, always agreed that it was just had all the qualities, you know, it's like the flawless system that has all the qualities and so on. So that is, you know, one side. The other side is Chandrakirti for Nagarjuna, who says, well, since, you know, I don't make any assertions, therefore I have no faults. So on the one hand, you have the faultless system against the one who doesn't have fault. So that way, kind of, you know, take a little bit of time to discuss those things.
Kai Kai Santon to Chanzan merit. Teach about this, Shiraka Chamunda.
And also, you need to know about the Chitamatra that there are two types of Chitamatra, you know. There's the authentic Chitamatra. And then you have the Chitamatra as a philosophical system, or first the authentic or scriptural, or the Chitamatra of the scriptures, and then you have the Chitamatra of the philosophical system. Now, the Chitamatra of the scriptures is not the slightest problem with that. It is, as I said, a flawless system, no problem. But then people have thought about it, you know, ordinary individuals, then apply their ordinary mind to this and start to think about it and reflect about it and develop a system where you talk about how the mind is truly existent and so on, make such assertions and that. So this is the Chitamatra of a philosophical system, as a philosophical system. And this, the fact that the mind, you know, is truly existent, that is found in those Chitamatra of, as a philosophical system, is not to be found anywhere in the Chitamatra of scriptures. So this distinction, I think, is important, you know, when you come to discuss this. You know?
Sanam de Dom Jizibani, Tony Bedano, Pandir, Jagan, Chivaran, Juva, Jesse, Pizzo, Drona, Joa, Jorin, Jibiso, and the Androa, Gandado, Tombi, Chudam, Mendrasin, Ronjin, Tony, Zoba, Chunga, Jobin, Jitin, Zeva, Chusundi, on Yidi, Jingo, Jesu, Jetaro, Gandado, Dajo, Dero. Sanjay Tamba Tajin Jeva.